The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus entered Capernaum, a centurion approached him and appealed to him, saying, "Lord, my servant is lying at home paralyzed, suffering dreadfully." He said to him, "I will come and cure him." The centurion said in reply, "Lord, I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Only say the word, and my servant will be healed. For I too am a man subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, 'Go,' and he goes, and to another, 'Come here,' and he comes, and to my slave, 'Do this,' and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, "Amen, I say to you, in no one in Israel have I found such faith. I say to you, many will come from the east and the west and will recline with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob at the banquet in the kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. It's a good start to our Advent observance to have this exhortation to faith. And again, we see what faith is in the Scriptures. Faith is not some nice feeling that some power higher than me is looking over everything that exists. No, faith is submission to Jesus. Faith is submission to Jesus, is the recognition of his authority and its obedience to him, giving ourselves over to him, to his love for us, but to the order that he, say, imposes in our lives for our good. And I think then in our Advent, perhaps there's one question. I'm sure there'll be many questions, but there's one question that could take in the whole of our Advent preparation. We know that Jesus is going to return to the earth. We know that Jesus is returning. We do. Yeah. And there's no doubt about that, right? It's de fide, which means that if we don't believe that, then we're not Catholic. Okay, so Jesus is coming again. Now, when Jesus comes, everything is ordered by his rule, by his reign. So the question really is, where are we now in terms of that preparation, right? So what in our lives and our world is not already ordered to Jesus, is not already ordered by Jesus? What in our world, what in our hearts is not submitted to the authority of Jesus? Because when he comes again, there's no choice. It just is. But now, there's a choice in as much as he's not here to fully implement his rule. But my friends, we are agents of the implementation of his rule. We are the ones who are charged with bringing his creation, certainly with his power, with his strength, but we are charged with bringing his creation into submission to Jesus and his way, the ways of God. But first, the way of God has to take root ever more deeply in our hearts and our lives. So what is the difference then between where I am today and where I must be to receive Jesus with full heart and mind and strength when at last he returns?